You're listening to SBS News.
Flags were flying in Sydney's CBD, emblazoned with emblems marking World Hepatitis Day on Tuesday, to highlight not only the disease, but the importance of testing, treatment and its elimination. The head of viral hepatitis at the Kirby Institute, Professor Gregory Dorr, says Australia is now a leader when it comes to dealing with the disease.
Trying to reduce the numbers of new infections, you need to get to very marginalised populations. People who inject drugs, people who are incarcerated, people experiencing homelessness are really important populations. And the data so far is looking very encouraging. So Australia probably has the highest treatment uptake rate among people who inject drugs anywhere in the world.
However, with Australia's coronavirus restrictions in parts of the country and lockdown measures in place in Victoria, there's concern the pandemic is impacting those most vulnerable when it comes to contracting the more serious strains of hepatitis B and C. Sione Crawford from Harm Reduction Australia.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's a lot of steps you have to go through usually to get treated, and although it's much easier than it used to be. COVID's just putting in another layer of complexity, really. And not only that, we're sort of being asked explicitly in Melbourne, Victoria, to still stay home. And so those are the messages that are really important and what people are getting. The question is, are they able still to access testing and treatment?
Without treatment, hepatitis B and C can result in liver damage or may kill. Infections are bloodborne, with hepatitis B also transmitted through sexual intercourse. While hepatitis B is treatable, only hepatitis C has a cure. Illicit drug use is responsible for 75% of hepatitis C infections in Australia. A University of New South Wales study found only 24% of users were able to avoid sharing drug injecting equipment during the pandemic. The spokeswoman for Hepatitis Australia, Grace Wood, who is herself a former drug user and who's now recovered from hepatitis C, agrees that needle sharing is one of several concerns during the pandemic.
The thing about hep C is also that a lot of people don't have symptoms, so people might put testing to a side because they think, well, I don't have any symptoms for hep C. But that's the thing about hep C, sometimes you won't have symptoms, but it's still hurting your body. So yeah, I think people were less likely to go out to go get tested, for sure.
Australia is part of a global effort to eliminate hepatitis C as a threat by 2030. Improved treatments have seen a drop in infection rates from 190,000 in 2016 to about 130,000 today. Professor Dorr says there still needs to be a strong focus on Indigenous infection rates, at least five times as high as non-Indigenous populations.
Having said that, the treatment access news is pretty good. I mean, the fact that we are getting comparable uptake among Indigenous populations to non-Indigenous populations is encouraging, but we really need to push harder. And I think that the area that we really need to work on is Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations and workforce development, equipping those organisations to be able to really take on hep C treatment themselves. And one of the great things about hep C treatment in Australia is that any medical practitioner can prescribe these new therapies. That's quite different to many other settings.
Despite the current challenges, Professor Dorr is confident that Australia can meet its 2030 hepatitis reduction targets. Alan Lee, SBS News.